Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marni Maras Shichli Nishmas. Maras Esther Bas Rishmor, Rishana Ratzkin, Rosal Tachanas Rav Meir Zev. Rav Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvir, Alexander Zisha Ben Rav Yosef. And it's based on a beautiful simon in the Mishnah Siyavitz. The question is about a based in Shal Shleisha, Sheechad Godol B'chochma. One of them is just much bigger Talmud Chochma than the other two. Is he machria keneged ashnaim? Does he override the two, or is his opinion subordinate to the other two, and the other two win? In the Likutei Ramban and Sanhedrin, he brings a tshuva from Rav Haigoin, writes as follows. Im nechleku based in shem shleisha shnayim morim rim kach. Im shavim b'chachma minichem divrei yachad v'esim divnei shnayim. If the based in says something, two say like this, one says otherwise. If they're equal in chachma, you leave the words of the yachad and you do what the two say. Im echad adif min ha-shnayim hochem machem mishin nasim tam l'tvorov. Rav Haigoin says that if two say one thing and one person says otherwise, and he's sharper, one person is sharper than the two, we follow the one who gave a reason for his opinion. In other words, if the two people gave a good reason, follow them. If one person gave a good reason, we follow him. It would seem that if they both give reasons, then we follow the one, because he holds that echad ki b'yadif min ha-shnayim. It's only if they're equal, he says, you follow the two. However, the Ramban begs to differ. And he says that since the Torah says, Achre Rabim Lahatois, Shloisha Dayanim Hochem Echa Haroiv, Avu Pisha Yachid Gadol B'Chochma Me'ashnayim. When there are three Dayanim, the Ramban says, doesn't matter, you follow the Rov. Even though the Yachid is bigger than the other two, doesn't matter, you follow the Rav. That's the assertion of the Ramban. We like to explain the Shita of Rav Haigoin, the Chiddush, that you follow the one over the two. It says in the Torah, Achre Rabim Lahatos, you have to follow the majority. Rav Haigoin will say that it doesn't mean that you follow Rav Deis. You go after Rav Chochma. Usually, if they're rov deis, there's rov chachma, right? If you have two smart guys and one smart guy, so the two smart guys are smarter than the one smart guy. But if the one smart guy is smarter than the two smart guys, and then he's got rov chachma. And therefore, beizin shel shlosha chamim gadol me'ashnayim u'machrias ha'shnayim, the one person beats the two. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf lamed vav says dini nefashas. Maschilin menatzad, you start from the side, from the lesser people. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? The Pasuk says, Leisana al Riv, Leisana al Rav. The Gemara Darshans don't answer the Rav. Rashi says, Mashma leisachlik al mufla shel beizdin. It's mashma that you shouldn't argue with the greater one of the beizdin. Hilchach le maschilin mine, dil mochazel le choyva vele palgina ilave. We don't start with him because maybe he will say that the person is guilty and they're not going to argue with him. So when it comes to Dina and Afashas, we don't want that to happen. That one person says, the bigger Rav says that he's chayiv, and then the other people are going to be afraid to argue. Rashi doesn't say Lashon of afraid. Rashi says, Dil mechaza lechayiv, he'll see a guilt, below palgina alei yilave, and they're not going to argue with him. Eschil menatzad shishma echad divrei echad, and a mezaken v'yaskim ima. And you start from the side, so that little very difficult here what exactly the Girsan Rashi is. There's a whole big tumult in the Achronim. But according to what it says on the side of the Gemara, Rashi's Gir says Sheyishma, that one will hear one of the Mizakin and will agree with him. But if you start from the middle with the Gedolim, then if one of the Gedolim is Mechayev, then everyone's going to be afraid. So better start from the side, and maybe there'll be Mizaka, and then the person in the middle, the Gadol, he'll have no problem agreeing. Because the person who said it before is smaller than him. If he wants, he can also argue. I guess it's very difficult to end the Lashon of Rashi. But for our purposes, we have to see the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, So Rabbeinu Yonah's Tamei on Rashi, and he says that Rashi's words don't appear to be correct, because it would seem from Rashi, it's Mashman Rashi, Shim Enoi Maskim, that if he doesn't agree, the Divrei HaMizakin, the one who's Mizakeh, then, meaning if the smaller person doesn't agree, he's not allowed to argue. And that's not true. And also, Dine, how are you going to have a Gemara Din Al Pi Yachid? So he says, it seems from Rashi, what's Rashi's Lashon? Rashi's Lashon is Mashma like Tachlo Gamufla Shel Beisdin. Hokachlemas Maschilin Mine. It's Mashma, you're not allowed to be cholik on the Mufla, and therefore you don't start from him. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, who says you're not allowed to be cholik on the Mufla? Not true. Vli Nerud the Hailo Sana al Rav, Ein Perish Shia Asr. It's not that you're not allowed to. Rather, you shouldn't do it that way. You shouldn't answer him. If you're not allowed to, you shouldn't have him first speaking than you. Because otherwise you're going to be afraid to be Megaladas. And this is only said by Dine Nefashis, not by Dine Mamanis. Because by Dine Nefashis, it's more chamor than with a person's life. So we're afraid that you're going to be, the person's going to be choshish to open his mouth. So you see that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not pshat that the smaller person's not allowed to argue with the bigger person. It's pshat that we're afraid that he'll be afraid to argue with the bigger person. And therefore, we're maschilim atzad, we start with him. And he can say his opinion. And then the greater person says his opinion. So writes the Rambam, Sanhedrin 10:6. Shem maschim din rafashis men agadol shem yismuchu asher al daitav v'le yiratz man kidayim lachlok olav. Al yom kol achad ever nir lami daitav. You don't start din rafashis from the gadol, because the other people might be soymich on his das. And they're going to say, oh, who am I to argue? Who am I to argue? And therefore the guys can end up being killed. Even though maybe he's innocent. Like our Mishnah says, the Rambam holds that when it says losan al riv, losan al rav, doesn't mean that it's aser. Doesn't mean that it's aser to be ayin al rav. You're not allowed to say your opinion. Adrav, you're not allowed to remain silent. Rav, the pasuk is saying, shalei yitzdarchu lanos al rav, disham yismuchu asher al daitai. Don't do it that way. Don't have the bigger person speak first, because other people are going to rely on him. In other words, Rashi's learning pshat that you're not allowed to argue with the big person. And therefore you start minatzad. And the other, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah hold, no. You're allowed to argue. You have to argue, but we're afraid that you'll be somech. You'll say he knows better. Who might argue? And therefore you won't say your opinion. The smaller person won't say his opinion. Smag, however, lasa sekuf tzadivav, writes like Rashi, Sira Torah Parashat Mishpatim, Shemidab, Ramufla, Shebidayanin, Bedin in a Fashis, Shatsu, Lintas, Mitvarav, Lafikach, Maschilim, Bedin in a Fashis, Menatzad. And if the Mufla speaks, you're not allowed to go against what he says. And therefore you start Menatzad. You start from the smaller people. The Mishnah Melech, Derech Mitzvasech, and the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam, Chelek Sheni's Taman, the Smag. He says, how can you say that just because the Dove, the Mufla speaks, the bigger person speaks, everybody has to agree? That'll be a distortion of judgment, like what Rabbi Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbi told him they have to remain silent. Rabbeinu Yoina also asked, the Dine Mamun is where you're not Maschil Menatzad, so then you're going to, if no one's allowed to answer, then you're going Radin Al Pi Yachid. How's that possible? You need a base thing. So Rabbeinu Yonah therefore holds, as does the Rambam, and as does the Mishnah Lamelech, that you are allowed to argue. You have to argue. If you're smaller, you just were afraid the person won't. And therefore we start Menatzad. So it appears with Das Lashi and the Smag to answer the Kasha, how could it be that you're not allowed to argue? You see things differently. The answer is that the Din is Kedvar of Kedivrei HaGadol. Because Basa Rav is Rav Chochma, like Rav Haigon says. And if so, Kishemufla shall based in Cholek al Arav, Adinu Kedvarav, shall you Godo Meham Bachachma. Well, Zenema and Loisane al Rav, Shasulach Lok al Divra Mufla. Lama Kamoshe Shmitzis Esach, or Rav Mahatis, Shami Utsarach al Kabbal as Das Arav, Kachgami Shmitzis Laisise Loisane al Rav, Shasulach Lok al Das Amufla, Kivish Adinu Kedvarav. So there's a din. Avachre Ram Lahatas, you follow the Rov. And that means Rov Chachma, and therefore Loisan al Rav. Al Riv, we darshan Rav, meaning it's Usr to answer the bigger person. Why is it Usr? It's Usr because he's Rov Chachma. And to answer the Kasher of Ben Yaina, he says, by Dine Mamanus, where you don't start when it's sad, where you start from the big person. So how's, and no one's allowed to argue, so then how's the din nifsek al pi yachid? So the fi amavur, shadinu kedivrei amufla, since he's roif chachma, so it turns out the din isn't nifsek al pi yachid. Al pi kala based, and like Tosis writes in Baba Kama, we've discussed numerous times, Dibra Maslow Kamashman 27b, that the gabi dayanim, chashiv miu ditu kamisha enai, that the miyud is batal b'roiv and the psak is coming out from the whole beisdin. So when there's roiv b'chachma, can I get roiv deis hochem basa roiv chachma? The din is nifsak api the whole beisdin. And even if the other people argue, still, they're buttled to the bigger guy. The smaller people are buttled to the bigger guy, so it's coming out from the whole basement. חינוך המצווין חס, רייץ לנטוס אחרי רבן בוק שיפור מחלקס בדין מדיני תורה כולה. וחירס רייב זה לפי אדם הוא כששני כיתס החוקס, ידעס בכך מסתר בשווה. מה שיאמר כי בחירס רב לא אמר כששני הכיתס החוקס, שווס בחכמה. אמס כי כן אמר בכם מקום מסחוץ מן הסנהדרין. שבהם לא נדקתק בייסם חוק עם איזה כס ידע סייסה. ולא אלא נעסק דברי הרוב מהם, ותם, כפי שהם היו בחשבן מחויב מן התורה. וכאילו ציבס התורה בפרש אחר רוב, שלאלו תעשו כל ענייניך. So we see in the chinuch that if you have machlokes bein hachachamim, you go after Rav Chachma, not after Rav Deis. But in machlokes the Sanhedrin, you go after Rav Deis. Not like Rav Haigon, who says even if the three die on him, you go after Rav Chachma. Again, the lashon of the chinuch. Ubechiras Rav Ze, if he adayim ugeshnei akitas hachokos yoydeis b'chachma sar v'shava, they're equal in learning. Hashem ki b'toras rov l'olam u'gishnei akidus hachok was shavus b'chachma. So that's b'chol makom chutz min ha-Sanhedrin, except for Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, they go after the rov people. But otherwise, they go after rov chachma. Rav Haigon says, you always go after rov chachma. So min chaschinuch is tamei anechinuch. Mashma that it's in the Lashon of the Chinuch that it's his own Chiddush. But the Maisa it's not, it's a Gemara in Yevamis 14a. Beisham Yasu Kedivrayim after Beis Hillel Ruba. Chiazdin about Ruba Echad Chiadadin in Ruacha Beisham Mechadi Yitfei. That Beis Shammai followed their own words, even though Beis Hillel was the Rov, because they were Rov Chachma. So you see that you follow Rov Chachma. That's not Minyan HaSanhedrin. So if it's Minyan HaSanhedrin, you follow the Rov Deis. But if it's Chacham, you follow Rov Chachma. That's why Beis Shammai followed their own opinion. And we had a Bas Kol that followed Beis Hillel. Because the Bas Kol was saying that their Rov is Machriya, the Chidud of Beis Shammai. But otherwise, they have to be equal or close to equal. Otherwise, you follow the Rov Chachma. So to answer the chinuch, how he gets this from his own svara, not from the Gemara, because the chaschinuch says we have a Gemara. We follow by the Beis Shammai. We follow by the Beis Shammai. Follow their own opinion because they were rov chachma. So Tosin Yevamis and Dafid Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ramaskel Rebbe or Tameya, Maishna the Leikaimelan Kabaskel the Rebbe Lazer, famous Gemara. The Bas Kol came out and said, Allah Tzak Rebbe Eliezer against the Chacham, and we don't follow that. But we do follow the Halacha like that, the Bas Kol that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So this gives two terutzim. And one is that the Bas Kol of Rebbe Eliezer only went out L'chvodo, but that the Halacha is really not supposed to follow him. And the other terutz is that by he Bas Kol, and that Bas Kol that it was Keneged Rabbim, that the Yachid is going against the Rabbim, we definitely don't follow that. Like the Bas Kol Beis Hillel, Kaimel we paskin, Kaimelan Mishum, not like that we paskin. Beis Hillel was a roiv. Just Beis Shammai is mechad v'tve, Beis Shammai is sharper, Beis Hillel is roiv. We see that according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, the Bas Kol that the halachas like Beis Hillel was, that in those halachas that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, the halachas ke Beis Hillel. Second heretz of Tosis is that the baskol, that the halachas like those was machriya nu halacha. That if you have machlekes ben roiv deis le ben roiv chachma, the halachas like roiv deis. Halachas Beis Hillel because they're the roiv. According to the first pshat, it's not that we follow Beis Hillel because they're the roiv. Follow Beis Hillel because the baskol came out and says if there's machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel, we follow Beis Hillel. According to the second heretz, follow Beis Hillel because they're really the Rov. We follow Rov Deus over Rov Chachma. So now we understand the Chinuch, who's Machadish Misvara, that we follow Rov Chachma. If it's not a Sanhedrin, because the Chinuch maybe holds like the first Teretz of Tosfos. The Baskol that halachas like Beis Hillel was Machriya only in those halachas. Only in those halachas, neged rov chachma shel Beis Shammai. Not that we don't paskin like the baskol of Rebbe Lazar is because it was yotzer rak l'chvoide. Without the baskol, the halach would be like Beis Shammai, they're sharper. So in other words, the chiddush is that you could go with the second heretz of Tosfos, and then you'd follow rov deis. But he follows the first heretz of Tosfos, that in theory you follow Rav Chochma, which is not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There you follow Beis Hillel, but normally you follow Rav Chochma. So that's why it's Misvarasai, because it's not clear what the Baskol was Megala. Maybe the Baskol was Megala, you follow Rav Deus. The answer is no. The Chinuch says the Baskol was Megala, you follow Rav. Maybe the baskol was to tell you follow Rav Chachma, was you follow Rav Deis, and that's why you follow Beis Hillel. The answer is no. Baskol was not telling you follow Rav Deis. Really, you follow Rav Chachma. The baskol was just telling you to follow Beis Hillel. But lulei the baskol, you follow Rav Chachma. So we still have a ton to talk about. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. We know that we shall continue.